Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Again, appreciate all those texts that are coming in this morning at the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline for the weather. So keep those coming as we start to see the weather just take a little bit of a nasty turn here a little later on this morning from the ice we're seeing and some shovelable, plowable snow. There's a guy that I know you've seen. His name is Joe Morton. He's an Emmy Award winner, a lot of awards. As a matter of fact, recipient of multiple NAACP Image Awards. He was, of course, a star in Scandal. He concluded his role in God Friended Me, which you're well aware of. He's in Netflix. I mean, Joe, and of course, he's in musicals. Joe, I sure appreciate your time this morning. Congratulations on all that success, by the way.
Thank you very much. My pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, you know, what's interesting, too, is a lot of us have seen you on TV or in movies, but really, you have had great success on the stage in theater as well.
Well, that's how I started, was in the theater, and actually doing musicals. Started the very first thing I ever did on Broadway was the original version of Hair. I got in about 6 months after they opened and stayed with them for about a year and a half. So music and musicals have been part of my life for a very long time.
Joe, what was the journey like to get to Broadway?
For me, it was not as difficult as well, because that's a different time. We're talking about now 1968. I left school, managed to get an agent pretty quickly through one of my teachers. I started auditioning for musicals. I think I auditioned for Hair at least a dozen times and finally got in. It was just different. People actually could, you could actually go into an agent's office and not just leave your picture, you actually could sit and have an interview with them. You could actually go to these auditions, that, especially for Hair, which were open auditions, and they would help you. They would tell you what you needed to do in order to get involved in the show. So it was just a very different time. Broadway today is more about either the folks who do Broadway a lot or their stars from television and movies who come to Broadway for, you know, a 16 or 32-week run. So it's a wonderful feeling to be on Broadway. I mean, I finally, you know, got a Tony nomination when I did Raisin, which was a musical version of Raisin in the Sun on Broadway. It is a thrilling thing to be there. It is a thrilling thing for actors to be there when the curtain goes up and take the applause when the curtain comes down. It's just an amazing feeling.
Well, then how about this current project? I mean, I know you're passionate, obviously, for the stage and for TV and for movies, but also I know the recording studio, and you have the ability to write as well. So tell us, if you can, about Wake Up America.
So my partner, Kenny Lemion, and I started working on this about two years ago, and we came together because it just seemed to us that the tribalism between the Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives, was widening at a very rapid pace, and something needed to be said and done that might help bring people together. And we spent 2 years putting this thing together, trying to find a way to write it so that it would be nonpartisan, and yet at the same time talk about unity and talk about hope and talking about that we are all sort of, you know, in this together, that the only way that we can bring our country to some sort of positive conclusion is that it is up to us, meaning us, the people, that very often what happens is we give over power to our politicians and then, of course, become disappointed and disillusioned when they don't do exactly what it is we want them to do. So I think the more involved we become in our politics, probably the better off we'll be in the long run.
You know, in the midst of all of that, too, you're directing and Inside the Black Box. Can you tell us about that?
Inside the Black Box is something my partners and I have been trying to get on for the last couple of years. It basically is inside the actor's studio, but from a black point of view. We would be bringing on black artists of color, actors, directors, producers, writers, et cetera, to hear their story, to hear their history, to hear how they got to where they got and what it meant to them, what was the best and what was the worst of all of that. And then to be able to interact, actually to maybe do scenes with people who are in our studio audience, so that there's a sense of a community amongst us. Also, these are stories we don't get a chance to hear very often. I mean, inside the actor's studio, most of those actors were one, celebrities, two, mostly white. And what we're trying to do here is, yes, there's a whole other story to be told. And two, we want to bring in working actors so that we can talk to them about how you make it through the hard times, how you make it when the money isn't coming in, how to save your money, what you need to do as an up-and-coming or just simply as a working actor. Things, again, that most people don't spend any time talking about.
Yeah, but almost a mentorship, too, where people can watch and learn many different things. Gosh, Joe, do you ever have downtime? Man, you are busy.
maybe to a fault, but yes. I try to keep myself researching and reading and thinking about what can be done, especially in times like these where there's not a lot of opportunity. I think what's important is then stirring the pot on your own and figuring out what can I do on my own instead of sitting there waiting for the phone to ring or just, weeping in my soup about the fact that I don't have a job. I think that sometimes it's necessary to just make something happen.
Joe, thanks so much for the time. We'll look for you again on all these projects, and congrats, as I said, on everything that's happened to you so far. A lot of great success.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad you like the song, Wake Up America.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Joe Morton, Emmy Award winner, a talented actor and artist, as you just heard. WCCO time is 8:58. Steve standing by with news in 2 minutes. Your traffic and weather coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.